Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tonight, I'd like to tell you three stories. Stories about God's love. But first, let's pray. Lord, we have walked in darkness for long enough. Shine brightly through your word by the power of your Spirit. Multiply our faith. Increase our joy. Establish your everlasting kingdom, that we may praise your name forevermore. Amen. First, a fairy tale. Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, there was a powerful king. The king had might like no other, and every lord in his court trembled before him. No one dared to disagree with him because he had the strength to crush any opponent. The king ruled over land in every direction around his castle as far as the eye could see, and his kingdom was so large that it seemed that he ruled the entire world. But this powerful king was lonely. So one day, while riding through the poorer part of his capital city, he looked out the window of his carriage and saw a beautiful young maiden. She looked up at him, and instantly their eyes met, and he fell in love. And so day after day, he rode through the city, hoping to get a glimpse of the beautiful young maiden who he was sure was his one true love. The more time passed, the more the king fell in love, but the king found himself in a difficult position. He was so powerful that he knew that the young maiden could not refuse him. And yet, what he wanted was love, true love. And so if he proposed and she accepted, he would never know if she truly loved him. Would she marry for love, or would she marry him because she could not refuse, always staying by his side out of fear? This powerful king didn't want another cringing subject. He wanted a true equal, a loving wife. The king knew that the maiden would never truly love him so long as he was king. And so he gathered his closest advisors and made a plan. The king dressed in peasant's clothing and moved into a small cottage in the young maiden's neighborhood. Instead of ruling the country, he began to farm in the garden outside the cottage. Instead of elaborate feasts, he ate simple meals with his new neighbors. Instead of solving affairs of state, he started solving disputes at the marketplace. And whenever he went to get water from the town well, he saw the young maiden. And they began to talk, and whenever they met at the well, and over time, the maiden fell in love with her new neighbor, who was kind and generous. Time passed, their love grew, and at last the king revealed his identity and asked for her hand in marriage. The maiden was surprised to learn that this kind and generous man was actually the king. But the maiden by this time knew his heart so well, and loved him so dearly that she said yes. The king took her to his palace and they were married, and the king at last had found true love. The story of the king's quest for love soon became legend throughout his kingdom. For how many kings would choose to walk away from everything to become a peasant? How many kings would abandon their power and move into the neighborhood of poverty? And on this Christmas, I wonder how many kings would humble themselves simply to show the depth of their love. So first, a fairy tale, and second, a true story from this week. Once upon a time, just last Tuesday, in the city of Denver, my friend Andy was standing in his apartment on Sherman Street making dinner when he heard a young woman screaming outside his window. Not knowing what to think, he ran outside and grabbed the heavy snow shovel from his front stoop. And when he got outside, he saw before him a scene of desperation. A young man with a bloody wrist and a broken glass bottle, and a young woman, his girlfriend, screaming and begging him not to cut himself again. And as Andy stood frozen there, another neighbor came outside and jumped in, wrapping the young man in a bear hug until he dropped the piece of glass. So this shook Andy out of his daze, and he stepped in too, using the young man's sweatshirt to apply pressure to the bleeding arm, while a third neighbor called 911. Soon police and EMS arrived. And as my friend Andy handed the young man over to the ambulance crew, he learned that the young man was 19 years old. He learned that this young man has struggled with depression for a long time. Thankfully, he learned that this young man on this night had not cut himself too deeply to do any serious damage. And yet, as the ambulance pulled away, Andy went back into his apartment, washed the blood from his hands, and as he washed, he wept. The scriptures say that the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. But when you're covered in blood on the 200 block of Sherman Street in the middle of the night, you remember how dark it is while you're waiting for the light. The scriptures say that a child has been born unto us, a son given to us. But when your neighbor is bear-hugging a teenager to prevent suicide, you remember the pains of birth, the difficulty of labor, the sorrow that comes before the sun rises. The scriptures say that Christ will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. But even when you believe in Christ, you still find yourself in the midst of a violent world. Even when you spend your whole life serving God, you still find yourself longing for this mighty God to come to earth, bringing peace, goodwill towards men. And so, first, a fairy tale. And second, a true story from the week. And third, a true story from 2,000 years ago. Once upon a time, there were shepherds just outside the city of Bethlehem. They had heard about this registration being organized by Emperor Augustus, seen the caravans riding into town over the weeks. They weren't too worried about it. After all, they were just shepherds, just migrant workers living on a rich man's land, watching those rich man's sheep overnight. Who would bother to take a census of a bunch of homeless shepherds living on the outskirts of town? It was a typical night for the shepherds, peering hard into the darkness all around them, trying to be the first to spot any wild animals that would come to pick off the weak or the lame. But all of a sudden, as they focused on the darkness, their careful watching was blown away by a bright light that lit up the sky. An angel suddenly was standing in the middle of their dirty sheep and said, "Don't be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people." And the angel told them to go and find a baby lying in a feeding trough in Bethlehem. And the angel told them that this baby was the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. What should the shepherds do? They could wait until their shift with the flock was over and then go to Bethlehem. But by morning, the family might have gone, finding a better crib for their child. Perhaps they left the flock, or perhaps they guided them into town. I don't know, but the shepherds decided that they had to go and see. God had sent angels to a rich man's field to tell the homeless shepherds about a baby who slept between cows and chickens. So how could they ignore that kind of message? The shepherds went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they found that the angel's words were true, they told Mary and Joseph about that crazy, shiny angel sitting in the middle of their dirty sheep, how they had been feeling ignored, but God paid attention. How they had felt left out, but God had included them. How they had felt desperation, but God had brought them a promise. No wonder Mary treasured those words and spent a long time pondering them in her heart. For God could have shown us love in so many different ways. But God chose to be the kind of king who left the throne of heaven, who moved into the neighborhood so that we might fall in love with the way of Jesus. God chose to hear our cries, and God chose to run out and bear hug us on the darkest night of our lives so that we might just see a glimmer of light peeking through. God chose to send glorious, shining angels to homeless, uncounted shepherds so that we might know that every life counts when it comes to God. God could have shown us love in so many ways, but God chose to show us love in Jesus Christ. And that is truly good news for everyone. Thanks be to God. Amen.